Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Here to Serve God. What are you doing here? People often ask me if I'm going to retire. And my consistent response is that I serve at the pleasure of my master. He put me in and he can remove me anytime he pleases. He truly is the Lord of the church who puts people into position in the church just as he pleases. But as long as we are here to serve God and his purposes. That's the very reason for our existence. As believers, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, Ephesians 2:10. Furthermore, it is God who works in you both to will and do for his good pleasure, Philippians 2:13. This is all about God, his good pleasure. If God truly lives in us, then he will be at work in and through us. Paul said to the Colossian Christians, quote, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ." Colossians 3, 23-24. Paul states this as a fact. You serve the Lord Christ. There's no question about it. Paul was convinced of the election of the Thessalonians based on their work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope, 1 Thessalonians 2:3 and 4. Now, we're not saved by work, labor, or perseverance, but they are the convincing fruit of salvation. Faith is the root, fruit is the evidence. Hebrews 11 is called the Hall of Faith chapter because it chronicles a whole host of people who evidenced true faith in their lives. Throughout the chapter, we have the repeated refrain of, by faith, they did this or that in demonstration of their faith. Without this kind of faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek, that is, follow him. True worshipers serve the Lord God. In Matthew 4:10, Jesus quoted from the Old Testament saying, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." True believers are true worshipers, and true worshipers serve the Lord. Not perfectly, not as consistently as we should, but certainly. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.